Proclamation number 5523 of 2nd of November, 1952. He who believes in me shall live forever. He who believes in me will live for eternity. These are my words which also gave rise to divisions because the spiritual meaning was not properly recognized. I demand faith in me in order to be able to give people eternal life. But what is meant by faith? Not the confession with the mouth, not the intellectual acknowledgement of my act of salvation, but the inner conviction of the truth of everything I taught you humans on earth is to be understood by faith, and this inner conviction can only be gained through love. Thus faith also necessitates love, and thus love is the first thing. But it is also fulfilled by those who believe in me such that I can grant them eternal life. Right faith therefore promises life because it includes love within itself. But intellectual faith does not lead to eternal life, and it is this intellectual faith which can still be found amongst people if need be, but which I cannot evaluate such that it brings the human being eternal life. I want a living faith which, however, can only be gained through love. For the human being only lives when he feels certainty in himself through love, a faith which is truly happy, which now determines his whole will and thinking and results in a way of life which earns him eternal life. To believe intellectually is no evidence of maturity of soul. For the human being may have been pushed onto Christian ground through education, thus he cannot reject me myself, my earthly life as a human being and my act of salvation with conviction, he regards everything as true. And yet, his heart need not be touched by it, it is an historical occurrence for him which he cannot deny, but it is not felt by him for what it is. It does not touch his heart, which is only impressed when love comes to enfold in him. Then faith in it will trigger a beatitude in him, then something will come alive in him, only then will the human being feel himself in the midst of my working on humanity, only then can he speak of faith which leads to eternal life. I certainly first require faith in Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. Because only through Jesus Christ is the path to eternal life, because faith in God alone is not enough due to the burden of sin, which cannot be redeemed without Jesus Christ. Therefore I spoke the words, "He who believes in me shall live forever." Mind you, Romans 1, Jesus Christ, as Redeemer of the world, demanded faith, but faith is always only to be understood as living faith through love, which is why people first have to fulfill the commandments of love which I gave to people in order to show them the path which leads to eternal beatitude. But then they will also be able to believe and in this faith enter into eternal life. Amen.